It's Wednesday night and time for the Chadron State Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank.
And then they're also looking to add beach wrestling to the 2028 Olympics, so I am training for that.
I'm looking at all my keys. Like Coach said, if that backer fills, I flow. If he flows, I fill. And I'm just looking for that extra yard every time just so that I can put the offense in the best position I can.
Mental health is health. Just making sure that we're shining light to it and allowing the athletes, not just on our campus, but all over the world, to know that they're not alone in this fight.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with coaches, athletes, and CSE sports newsmakers. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank.
Tonight, our guest on the CSE Sports Journal, brought to you by Nebraska Bank. We're going back to spring football once again with head coach Jay Long of the Chadron State Eagles, and an important part of the season in building for the fall when we kick off against UNK. Coach, and spring's already coming to an end. It's gone so fast. You're in your final week of spring ball, Saturday, the big event at Wayne State College. Do you feel like the staff is seeing this as a successful spring and getting the things done that you guys wanted to set out and accomplish with your team?
Yeah, Dave. I think it was a real productive spring. When you look at it, as a staff, when we go into it, it's about getting every kid better. And, I think we took those steps right away in spring. We got kind of banged up with some of our older kids, and it really allowed our younger players to get a ton of reps. And I think this showed a lot of growth in our younger guys, getting those reps and showing that they can play, and also showing some of their deficiencies where they know, hey, in this offseason, I got to make sure I gain some more weight, or I need to make sure I get a little bit stronger here, or I got to get faster here. So yeah, it was a real productive spring. Proud of our guys, how we come out every day and focused and worked on getting better.
The last game of the season last year, Coach, the South Dakota Mines win. What a huge win for you guys. Did you feel like that really, reinvigorated things for guys going into the spring once that game was done? And now you've had several months to digest it, jump into the spring. Did that really catapult things for what laid the groundwork for spring?
It sure doesn't hurt. One of the things that we needed to do is we needed to address some positions. And, we addressed our offensive line. We brought in two transfers that semester after today is our 13th practice. Two of those O-linemen have, put themselves as starters. Levi Benuelos, he's starting at right tackle going into the Wayne State game. He's had a really good spring. He's going to be a good player for us. And then Iskander, he also center, had to replace Michael. And, he started off in the number 2-3 slot, and he's worked himself up, and he's been in that starting role the past couple practices. So both of those two guys really stepped up, and I think that really helped our team. Also, at our cornerback position, we knew we needed to bring in some guys there, and Omar Ali was a transfer from junior college, but as a freshman he played at South Dakota School of Mines, and he played as a true freshman there. So he's been just a huge bring on for us in that secondary. He's a kid that does things right, works his tail off, and he'll be a leader for us as things progress with it. And then also we brought in T.Y. Tayshawn Young, and he's provided good depth. He's had a good spring. And we brought in Melvin, Jason Pugal, and the more bodies back there with the more competition, I think really has made that position be able to take some strides. And then obviously brought in a quarterback too, and DJ. And DJ has done some really good things for us. He has also really rose the level of competition in our room, and Mason Hamilton's really stepped up to that competition level with it. So and then there's also William Stemler. We brought him as a D end, and he's also was in the mix. He ended up hurting his hand earlier on in the spring, but he's going to make some noise in the fall. So when you talk about like things that really have boosted our team is that growth of our young players, but also adding in those transfers and not just in, we brought transfers in that are making a difference, and yeah, that's hard to do. We typically, when you bring in transfers, you hope that half make it, and right now I feel really good about the majority of them that came in.
Yeah, and you can't talk about other guys. The portal opens I think today, this week, and you're thinking maybe there's more that are coming. Fans, we can't really talk about them, but there might be even more guys that could be impact guys, you feel, when the fall rolls around.
As a coach, you want to make sure that you're developing your young guys, but you're always looking. The best motivator for a team is competition, and right now we got guys that believe in what we're doing, and so we want to keep that culture and continue to build upon that. But also if we have some guys that can help us get stronger at some positions, and we're no different than any other team in the country. When we get done with spring, we're going to evaluate our positions and say, what do we need? And we go back to the market and go find some guys with things. And then, with this one, you maybe be a little bit more pickier with things and try to find guys that are more of a fit for our program.
Yeah. Boy, you really nailed a perfect word for it. It is like a market now, an open, free market of free agency in college football. What a wild time to be alive and a college football fan.
It's really crazy times because there's a ton of information out there. When Division II kids go in the portal, statistics show only about 20% of them are coming out with a scholarship. When kids are making those decisions, they got to make sure that they're doing what's best for them and also, the best situation to help them graduate. Because ultimately, that's, in Division II football, the majority of us are going to go out and go pro in something else. So, we got to make sure that we, as a coach, utilize it. But also, we got to make sure that we continue to develop our guys.
Head Coach Jay Long of the Shadron State Eagles, our guest on the CSC Sports Journal here tonight. You gave us a great overview of some of the guys we wanted to talk about here today and some of these positions that have really been important in getting developed, Coach, in the spring. Let's get back to the offensive line for just a moment. Tyler Smith, he earned a scholarship, a really cool announcement that was fun to see. The guys liked it, and it sounds like he's really working hard and going to help on that offensive line.
Tyler played at Scotts Bluff, he's one of their, powerhouse linemen over the years. And, super strong kid. As far as a work ethic goes, he has a 10 for work ethic, his 10 being the best. I mean, he's one of those guys that just does things right. His knock on him is he's 5'11". And, when you're 5'11", you have to have a work ethic that's second to none, and you have to be strong. And, Tyler came in as a walk-on, basically redshirted, got very limited playing time. And then he ended up, rotating last fall. And I wanted to see how our transfers progress. I wanted to see in the spring, whether or not he was a guy that's going to be a guy that we can count on for next fall, and he has definitely done that. And it was pretty cool to be able to honor him with that scholarship. The words keep being that we gave him one. We didn't give Tyler nothing. He went out and he earned that thing, and that was a pretty cool thing and pretty cool to be able to award that to him. And he's one of the guys that's been developing. I think DeAnthony Smith has also taken them that level. He started last year at left tackle for us. That's a hard spot to start as at a young age, and he's been doing a really good job and gotten himself stronger and getting his body more right, gaining some weight, so he can really progress at it. And I already talked about the center position. We do have, a couple other guys that are in that mix at the center position. Tyler Carpenter is also, kind of taking over that leadership role that Michael DeCamillis has taken. And then also Rudy Gish is another player that's really starting to take those next steps. And one thing that has happened to our O-line is our developmental guys, we kind of just got into a lull after 21. After 21, we had four seniors or three seniors, and we didn't have younger classmen underneath them to go step in and take them spots right away. And now we're starting to get it where we're developing those guys again. So expecting some big things and better things out of that offensive line this year.
Exciting stuff up there. It's always cool to see the local guys too get some of that recognition out of Scotts Bluff. A lot of traction on social media from the team and people celebrating Tyler and that scholarship. An awesome spring moment. And back on that defensive side of things too, you talked about Omar and Tayshawn Young, and there's others coming in. And one of the things you guys wanted to try and solve going into this year was covering up the deep ball and not getting beat on those big throws down the field. Do you feel like these are the kind of guys you brought in that can really do some great things downfield, covering and avoiding those long distance gains?
I think that like I said earlier with Omar and then also Tayshawn, also Deontay Jackson. He's been progressing, getting better every single day, and a guy that be that starter or give us great depth or vice versa. But he's a guy that is also really grown. Jack Ward. He's a kid that also does track. He is also starting to develop into a really good corner. And these reps in spring have been really valuable for him. Because last year, he's kind of a role player, got in on some special teams. But It's time for him to start, taking those next steps. So happy at that position. Need a big summer out of those guys to continue to get stronger and faster. But, I'm really, coming out of spring, feeling good about that.
Right on. Head Coach Jay Long with us on the show tonight. It's presented by Nebraska Bank. And, Coach, you wanted to identify a starting quarterback. And Tommy Wilson's the new assistant coach who's back with CSC and working directly with the quarterbacks. Have you guys gotten together? Have you gotten to that point where you can name a starting quarterback with the Wayne State game coming up on Saturday?
I think we're going to wait till after spring. I mean, it like I said earlier, DJ came in and did a lot of things for our program. But one of the things that, that it did is just what I said earlier, is that the best coaching is competition. And Mason has really stepped up this spring and, has done some really good things. So, it's one of the things in spring we don't need to name a starter right now. But I can just tell you this, that I'm happy at that position. And, I think that also us shoring things up a little bit better on the offensive line has also helped out. And then we've got some dynamic tools at wide receiver. Mm-hmm. And to add into that, Preston is going to be our third string quarterback, but he's going to be a starter somewhere. He is right now all spring. He's one of our guys. I mean, if you want to use the word Tommy Tom Thomas, Xavier Harrell, Peter Crone, his name goes into it with those guys. He's an Eagle, and he's gonna play somewhere and be a major, major contributor for us. He's been playing a lot of different positions, and that's hard on kids, but
yeah.
He's going to play. He's going to play and be a major contributor for us with things. And also the other thing that I think's really helped us with Mason and DJ is, Tommy Tom Thomas is, he's a terrific player. We actually let him run track this year, or he asked to run track this year. He just ran a 10.82 last weekend. He's going to run some relays this weekend. So, he's big and he can run. And, he's been a dynamic target for our guys. And then Rollin has also had a good camp. So, that has also helped with that quarterback position to help everything look better.
Yeah, it looks like the offense, sounds like the offense really ready to take some strides and make some big plays. Hopefully we'll see plenty of them on Saturday, but more importantly in the fall as we visit with head coach Jay Long of the Shadron State Eagles. And so it sounds like we're definitely going to see some quarterbacks and a good rotation and a good competition at Wayne State. Let's talk about what's coming up at Wayne, the Saturday spring game and the joint practice you guys are having with the Wildcats. First of all, before we get into format, you're coaching against your former offensive coordinator in Logan Masters, who's from there. He was a Harlan Hill receiving a candidate from out there, kind of coaching at his alma mater and his hometown, kind of like you, not your hometown, but your college town. So that's really cool. What's it going to be like to coach against Logan, and how much have you guys been kind of visiting about things as you used to coach together?
Well, we talk, if it isn't weekly, it's at least a couple times a month that we talk, and he's a terrific coach, terrific recruiter, terrific offensive mind. It's a big reason why we're going to Wayne. You want to go find in these things, you want to find coaches that are like-minded.
Yeah.
And they have the same philosophies. And, with this, it is going to be a joint practice with things. When you go and you watch it, I mean, we're going to have our helmet covers on. We're going to, we are going to be in our game uniforms. But it's going to be a joint practice, real similar to what you see on TV with the NFL joint practices. And by going with Coach Masters, with our similar philosophies, we're able to kind of set things up. We set it up more like a camp format. Mm-hmm. So those of you fans that are listening right now that have came and watched our Shadron State football camp, we're going to set it up like that, where we're going to start off in a thud period where, we're doing 7-on-7. Then we're going to have the O-line's going to be doing some one-on-ones, O-line, D-line. Then we're going to start at the negative 25-yard line, and we're going to run it's either 12 or 14 plays. I can't remember off the top of my head.
Yeah, 12.
12 plays. And like we'll have in
switching
that,
off.
Yeah, and in that, we're going to have six. Our plan is we're probably going to go six with our ones, and then six with our twos in each one. And we're going to move hashes and stuff like that. But then the ball, after every play, the ball is going to come back to that yard line. And we're going to do some periods of that. I think it's like 20 or 30 minutes of that. Then we're going to go in the middle. We're going to let our kickers go out and do some type of competition.
Yeah.
Right now, we got Wilson Yee and Brody Eisenbrun. Those guys are gurus. They go to kicking camps everywhere. And I said, you guys do what you do at a kicking camp against Wayne's kicker.
Yeah.
And I know they got a young kicker kicker, Wayne, but he's also got a really powerful leg. So it'll be fun to see what those guys come up with on what their competition is going to be. And then we're going to finish off with moving the chains. In the moving the chains right now, both quarterbacks, both teams' quarterbacks are not going to be live, but everything else will be tackle. In that, I see our veteran players getting about one, maybe two series. And then we're letting our young players, you know, go out and play football is what that goal of that is. So we're going to move chains around in at the end. There won't be a score kept running like that. It's about practice. It's about getting better. And one thing we did find out during the COVID years was that if you're going to keep score, you know, then what ends up happening is you start not playing some kids that you need to see reps because you still have that competitive juices and you want to play. And, you know, when you look at like when we went to Northern Colorado that year, our ones was going with their ones. It was 10-3 at halftime. We were in that game. And then at halftime, we brought in our, you know, twos and threes, and, you know, their twos were better than our, you know, than our twos and threes, and that's when it got a little bit out of hand. So we did talk about, you know, that, hey, it's really about getting those reps camp style, like what we do at our own high school camps, team camps. So it's going to be a really cool atmosphere, really cool for our guys to be able to do this. I'm really proud of this. I was on the NCAA committee to be able to put this together, to be able to move it forward. And it was a subcommittee. There was four coaches on it. And we put together all the information, and then a conference took it, and we voted for it, and we got it. So I'm excited about it. I think it'll be pretty neat.
Yeah, Coach, you're one of the founding fathers of this concept. It's really cool that you've got such an important hand in it, and that we get to see it again. It was awesome when Wayne came down here. It was such a fun day, and everybody got a whole lot out of it, I think, and obviously doing it again this year. Other teams in our conference are doing these things with other schools as well. And with the unique format and how you've just explained it's going to be set up and what you guys want to get accomplished, how much prep do you do for Wayne State itself? Do you really care what they throw out there? Or how much compared to a regular game?
This is a really good question, Dave, because, you know, basically, yeah, we have film on them. They have film on us. In 2020, we actually exchanged practice film with things. We did not do that this year. However, the Wayne State's offensive coordinator and Coach Sassy are really good friends. They've been talking on the phone with each other. Our offensive coordinator, Coach Smith, and their defensive coordinator, Scott McLaughlin, Lindsay McLaughlin, his wife, you know, they used to own a ranch out here over by Crawford, and they're really good friends. They went to college together, and Mike would have went to high school and grade school with Lindsay. So they're really good friends. We talk a lot. We are going to share like what kind of packages we're going to be in. We're going to share obviously what fronts we're going to be in and those things. Mm-hmm. And the reason being, Dave, is that since our reps are so limited, we don't want to waste two series or three series just trying to figure out what each other's in.
Yeah.
I don't see us running trick plays. I don't see us doing that stuff. Our time is so limited that, you know, we want to make sure that we're using things that we can use for next fall. It's not about winning the scrimmage. It's about winning the reps and making sure that our team gets better with that. So that phase of do we talk? Yeah, we're talking a lot about it. And that way, like I said, we don't have any surprises. When we played Northern Colorado, they didn't share anything with us. So we didn't know whether they were going to be in an odd front, even front, blitz, don't blitz. And it really took us a quarter to figure out what they were in.
Yeah.
And by that time, you know, we wasted those reps, you know, so we wanted to make sure that communication was really open amongst the coaches.
Yeah, boy, the structure of this sounds like it. You could put so much thought into it, and you're going to get a ton out of it. Are we going to see, we've kind of touched on this, Coach, but starters and veterans versus young guys, we're going to see a little bit of all of that, but you don't need to see what Xavier Harrell does. You know, he's a missile out there looking for the football. But you do want to, you are going to play some of the quote-unquote stars for the fans a little bit and themselves just to hit somebody else a touch, right?
Yeah, you know, I think that it's still important. You know, that first period, those first team period sessions, you know, it's going to be thud, non-tackle, you know, we're going to be more controlled type of scrimmage there. And that's where we plan on playing, you know, those guys. Because when you do remove like a Peter out of it, you know, it does affect our run game.
Yeah.
And it does affect, you know, getting enough, you know, a target for our quarterbacks to throw to. So, yeah, we do need to play them a little bit. You know, mainly you're going to see a lot of young kids. And I know Wayne, you know, has talked that they're a little banged up. We are also a little bit banged up, which means that, you know, we'll have a lot of our youth playing, and which is good. That's what this is about. We need those guys. We need to see what they're about. And, you know, this game's going to tell those young players a lot. It's going to tell them A, if they're good enough to play and they're going to excel there, or B, they're not good enough to play.
Yeah.
And if they're not good enough to play, then they got to either do something, there got to be some changes made, and those changes got to be happening in summer, or, you know, then, you know, it may be a, you know, something where they want need to go a different route with things. So it is big, you know, for all those young guys to get that rep. And, you know, like, for example, on our D-line, we won't have one starter. I shouldn't say, well, there may be, we had some guys really step up in the spring, but on paper, our starters are all banged up.
Yeah. Yeah, but and it's not good to hear banged up.
No.
But you're essentially saying that you're not going to see Hunter O'Connor out there running around sacking people and that kind of stuff. You wouldn't need to anyway with most of those guys with what they've been able to produce. And as you know, I love preparing for these spring game broadcasts because you get to learn so much about the young guys and the new guys and the transfers. And so when you're looking at, say, the redshirt freshmen, this is their first spring, or the guys who started college last fall, this is their first spring with you. When you're looking at them, what are the things that sort of set those guys apart now that they've been in college, they've gone through a fall as a redshirt? What do you see in those guys? You're thinking, this guy is going to be a key player for us maybe next year, or certainly in two or three, just looking at his development.
You know, Dave, this is a really a fun time because, you know, even you and I, just before we even started this, we talked about 20 minutes about each kid and each one of the younger ones, because you don't know their names yet. You know, the last time we talked about a lot of these guys was on signing day, you know, a year ago in on February, or 2 years ago in February. And, you know, this is their time to start showing that growth. And, you know, our program has always been a developmental program, Dave, and we got to develop our young kids. I'm one of those products. I was a kid that came in and I was built like a linebacker, but I ran like an O-lineman. And, you know, I got promoted to the O-line after my spring game of my freshman year, and I think that it's about developing those guys, and, you know, with the freshmen, you know, and our younger players, because sophomores still fit into that also. You know, it's all about getting the reps. And, you know, Dave, in their offseason, we evaluate everything. I mean, each week we grade our players in the weight room daily, we grade them on the training room, we grade them on how they're gaining weight, we grade them on how they're in their meetings, and then when we go into our spring ball, we then go into our next phase where we grade them after every practice, and we start off, you know, and we grade them still in the weight room, we training room, gaining weight, community service. Not only do the coaches grade them, but also the team grades them within the captains and the individuals grade each player. And, you know, really what it shows is, you know, it's about that competing mindset all year long. And, you know, when we go into spring, we started off spring based upon that. You know, some of our kids, they got into a starting roles earlier than maybe they would have because they were developing so well in our off season with things. So it's something that it was probably the best job that we've done this. We've done a version of this every year, but this was a really good year with in regards to the evaluation piece of things. You know, some of those transfers that we were talking about, they were in the top 10. I think we had three of them in the top 10. So that really makes you excited about, you know, that they're learning our culture and learning how to practice and that they got the athleticism and the tools to go out and compete.
Yeah, that's great. We'll finish up, Coach, with a lot of what you just said, moving and developing into the summer session too, but also with the injuries, both teams banged up. And if you go around practice, some guys are out because for that particular day or time period, they are too injured maybe to participate. Some it's just kind of a precaution because you don't want to exaggerate anything. So with the injuries limiting some guys this spring, what are you going to ask of your team in the summer? What do you want the team to do in the summer to try and stay on the field a little bit more in the fall, whereas injuries have crept up in fall games for us in recent years, and it's tough to overcome some of that stuff.
You know, one of the things with spring when you start talking about injuries is that, you know, we are still 3 months away from a game, and I guess probably be 4 months away from a game, 5 months, probably 4 or 5 months away from a game.
It'll feel like just three, though, with how fast.
But, you know, so if a kid is, you know, got some pain or something's bothering them, you know, we always err on that side of safety. We do that always, but, you know, in the fall, I think the kid kind of errs more. In the spring, the kid errs more on this side of safety than he does in the fall. And you know, so that does end up with a little bit more of a bigger IR report with things. And then you also do have some of the guys that come off surgery from the season also in that group. But, you know, when we talk about summer, the biggest part about summer is, Dave, is we've been having a really, really good groups of guys guys stick around over the summer. And what we find out is the guys that are sticking over summer, they're preparing their body a lot better than the ones that are going home. And when they stick around the summer, our strength staff's with them probably 6 to 8 hours a week. And you know, they're running, they're lifting, they're doing some player-led practices, the players are. And, you know, by doing all that stuff, and then they're also working jobs, but by doing all that stuff, Dave, it prepares their bodies with things, because our runnings, it's different, Dave, you running by yourself or you running with 50 other guys.
Yeah.
It's easy when you're running by yourself as maybe to be able to pull back, but when you're in with a bunch of different guys, all of a sudden now you're wanting to compete, you're wanting to be up front, and I think that really helps. And when you look at over the past few years, our guys that stay over the summer, they don't get injured like the guys that go home. So I think that's one of the things we want to develop, is keep that, you know, keep ourselves healthy for the fall, because Dave, our most important resources is our players, and we have to keep them healthy. And when we listen as coaches to clinics and those things, you hear schools like South Dakota State, North Dakota State, and the very first thing them coaches say is, when we go into spring, our number one goal is to keep our guys healthy.
Yeah.
And you know, so that's obviously something that is you know, that multiple teams talk about with it. So we want them to develop that, and then we just want them to continue to grow. I mean, the, you know, that maturity level of, you know, as you get older, you just continue to grow in the weight room and you know, learn more football and you know, get ourselves ready for the fall.
Great stuff, Coach. Always enjoy getting together to talk about the spring game, whether it's here, whether it's against now Wayne State on the road for the first time. It'll be something new and fun to experience with you guys coming up on Saturday. Thanks for the preview and the update on the team. We appreciate it, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Yeah, thank you, Dave, and we appreciate everybody listening. Go Eagles.
Thanks for joining us tonight for the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank. Tune in Wednesday nights throughout the season as Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, chats with Chadron State student athletes, coaches, and sports newsmakers to get you the inside perspective on CSE sports. Listen on the free Panhandle Post app and download episodes online anytime at panhandlepost.com by clicking on the CSE logo for more Eagles content online.
Hey, Alliance and Hemingford, Dustin Chester here, Vice President of Nebraska Bank. Our teams at Nebraska Bank take pride in providing our customers with both professional and personal financial services. Nebraska Bank looks at each individual customer. We review your situation and your goals to determine your best route to financial success. With 4 Panhandle locations, our experienced teams are ready to serve as your professional and personal financial partner. Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. Member FDIC. Yeah.